Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in with us today. We are going to discuss really the importance and the vital necessity of having a marketing strategy. I am Morgan Doyle with Marketing Eye as well as Robotic Marketer. Today I have my Robotic Marketer colleague, Michael Banks, with me, and we are just going to dive right into the subject.
Yeah, so I want to start off really basic because I think we kind of get into outer space sometimes when we're talking about these topics. What is a marketing strategy, very simply?
Well, really, you know, there's a lot of verbiage change from marketing plan to marketing strategy. Really, what a marketing strategy is it's a comprehensive look and a detailed plan identifying really the analysis and the statistics of what's in the market, from your competitor analysis to industry analysis. You know, what topics and subjects are your audience clicking on, identifying key messaging that's directed towards your target audience, identifying your target audience. So it really has different components of industry analysis, competitor analysis, identifying key messages for your target audience, and then projecting suggested plans moving forward and the cadences to deliver those by, along with suggested media outlets to events to support and build your brand awareness. There's so many different components that we'll get into in further videos and further sessions, but right now it's really just a comprehensive, detailed analysis of what you should be doing in your marketing activities.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you said something that really hit the nail on the head. A marketing strategy and a marketing plan, they're not the same thing. Marketing plan really is even a microcosm within marketing strategies, because I think that when we're talking about a marketing plan, it's more of the activations that are within your strategy. So what events am I doing? What's my collateral look like? And the marketing strategy is really way more overarching in terms of like multi-department focus. You have sales and marketing teams working together, even PR teams working with marketing teams. So I think why it's important for your business and for your company to look at a marketing strategy as compared to what you've done in the past, even if you have had a plan, is because they're not the same thing. They're in two very different categories.
Well, and I think that's a good point. I'm glad you mentioned that. And I should have, I maybe provided too many details up front. But really, a marketing strategy is, depending on the size and the variables of the company, it could be a 40 to 80 page analysis, truly of these are all the suggested marketing initiatives and activities that you should be doing. And then you create a marketing plan from that strategy and saying, okay, this is how we're going to do it, using these platforms. And really, a that's where a calendar is created as well. So then you have identifiable key markers along the way to really build your marketing department and your growth.
Yeah, and we've seen kind of an influx of these strategies in the last 10 years or so, and I just want to read off some statistics really quick so that we know how colossal these changes are within the field of marketing. Out of around a couple thousand companies interviewed, 84.5% of U.S. companies with at least 100 employees utilized digital content marketing strategies this year. That blows me away, first off, because I feel like when it comes to content planning, a lot of people are really just doing that by the seam of their pants.
Right. Well, and I think you just mentioned a good point, because that's specifically content marketing strategies, and that's a component of your overarching marketing strategy. So you might have, you know, this comprehensive marketing strategy that goes through digital, traditional, and then identifying the content projects within those, you know, key differentiators. So if people are implementing and advancing and adding to their current marketing strategies with specifically content, well, then there's obviously a deep need and a pain point of people reaching their target audience with specified content that's engaging and catching their reader's attention.
And I would say something that also kind of confuses people when they think about a marketing strategy is, who should be implementing this plan? Can you kind of speak to that a little bit?
Right. Well, and I think that, you know, that's a pain point for a lot of businesses. You know, you have large corporations with huge teams internally that also utilize outsourced marketing agencies, advertising agencies, PR agencies. But then there's also the small to medium-sized business space that might have one to two internal people, if any, that have really limited resources. And when I say resources, it's not just money. A lot of times it's time. You know, internal people have are wearing a lot of different hats. Mm-hmm. So really allocating their projects appropriately that best benefits the business is really a pain point. So that's when agencies can come in and provide these strategies that give you an identified plan. A lot of times these internal marketers, whether in a large corporation or a smaller corporation or smaller business, need a plan in identifying key projects that are really going to give them a return and build their brand awareness is what they need to just get going. And in order to get going, sometimes we understand that there's ad hoc projects that companies just need a sales presentation or a company brochure or a product brochure, whatever that may be. But at the end of the day, everybody still needs a plan and a strategy moving forward, whether that's a 6-month strategy, a 12-month strategy, and then being able to identify projects and create key deliverables along that guideline. Yeah.
And I think something that is lost in translation a lot is this idea that for some reason that salespeople should be in charge of the marketing plan or marketing strategy, which frankly, it's not true. CoSchedule released these studies that they had focused on in 2018, and it said that 32% of sales reps interviewed out of 200 actually spent their time looking for marketing content, when really they should be focusing on things like CRM, they should be on Salesforce, they shouldn't be the ones that are scheduling things on Hootsuite or Buffer. Really, the marketing strategy is put in place so that everybody's on the same page.
Well, and I actually have interesting feedback for that. Like, I agree and disagree with it I've worked internally with a corporation and worked right hand in hand with our sales department. And with that experience, along with being in a marketing consulting firm and working with key sales leaders to identify sales objectives, that's where that marketing and sales alignment comes in that so many people talk about.
That's true.
And we've talked about in these videos as well, is a lot of times when you're developing that marketing strategy, while the sales reps may not need to do the specific marketing tactics, they need to have that support so that they can just pull from folders or pull from files or have this email script already identified to know when case in point is needed. And so to have those discussions, it is important to have a sales leader, whether that's director, VP, come in and give their perspective on the key sales objectives. So that way when the marketing team or the marketer is creating that strategy, they have those sales objectives and those business ROI goals in mind as they build the marketing activities to support that strategy.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, I think that's a great point because it's less about whose job is this. Right. It's more about alignment, working in unity.
Well, and to your point too, at the end of the day, sales sell. That's what they do. Mm-hmm. So if they shouldn't be spending their time trying to create content or changing logos or changing specific scripts and titles to be more creative, they should just be able to have the script or have the collateral piece to just go and deliver it. Whereas the marketing people should be the ones creating the strategy, trying to be punny in their titles or creative in their target content to really give that to the sales team, and so that they're going for the same goals, but they're achieving them in different ways.
Yeah, absolutely. And while we're talking about sales, how do you think that a marketing strategy really affects a company's bottom line, the ROI that they want to see, the sales increase that they want to see?
Well, I've always told when I worked with sales team in the past is marketing is still selling. We're just selling through words and content specifically and design. So while the salesman or saleswoman are specifically going and pitching with the words or closing the deal, we're still trying to provide sales support. We're still trying to convince people to either read or continue to engage with us on our content or call to action pieces in email campaigns, for example. Call us to set up an appointment, download this white paper to learn more, or visit our website. We're still trying to create another step in that lead nurture relationship to continue to close that sale. So while yes, they're separate roles, it's important to understand that we're still trying to sell, but sell in a different way. So if we can come together again to that alignment and truly finite that process, we can help one another and at the end of the day grow the business, because marketers want to grow the business. We want to build brand awareness and we want more people visiting our site and creating traffic on our digital platforms. It's really only mutually beneficial.
Yeah. And next week when we talk on the same topic, we're actually going to focus on consumers, competition and then expanding your brand, brand impressions, brand awareness, brand recognition.
Yeah.
But one thing that I think is really important to note in all of this is that we're not just strictly talking about the importance of implementing strategies with B2C companies.
Right.
We're also talking about B2B. And CoSchedule, again, I think is a great resource for looking at some of the statistics about marketing strategies. They reported that 45% of around 1,400 companies interviewed had a marketing strategy, and it was documented thoroughly that drives all of their marketing efforts. So this is a huge shift that we're seeing in the industry. That's, again, not just with B2C, but also with B2B
right.
companies.
Well, and at the end of the day, it's a customized guidebook mm-hmm. to give you tactical objectives and, you know, plans and projects to build your business through marketing, through marketing support for sales. We're all trying to grow the business. Mm-hmm. The marketing strategy just helps guide the way from a marketing perspective and sales perspective. And again, to your point, we're going to talk more in depth about it next week in a more detailed discussion of marketing strategies and really the different components and variables of that and what to look for, even from the analysis side of things. But that is all we have today. So I appreciate you listening in and hearing our feedback. Again, we'd like for your feedback for additional topics you'd like us to discuss, or more details on a marketing strategy, how to get started, whatever your questions may be or comments, please feel free to enter those in the comments below. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.